Gut health. Probiotics. They go hand in hand, right? Well, maybe. Maybe not. Let's talk about it. Welcome to Holistic Health Made Simple. Are you tired of chasing fad diets and endless workouts? Frustrated and confused by the conflicting advice on health and weight loss? Well, you're not alone. I'm Jolene, a nutritional therapy practitioner, and I'm here to guide you on a different path through holistic wellness. Together, we'll blend ancestral wisdom with scientific principles, making health and weight loss a reality. Say goodbye to yo-yo dieting and hello to simple, individualized steps that will help you reach your goals. Let's explore the power of healing your gut, optimizing your metabolism, and embracing whole foods. Ready to make that personalized wellness a reality? Let's get started on your journey to real health. Hey, hey there. So today we are revisiting gut health, you know, that topic that comes up often on this podcast and will continue to come up often because it's one of the areas we tend to not quite understand and maybe not nourish it the way we should be. So today specifically, we are going to explore the world of probiotic supplementation. You know, that thing we're always told to take. You know, you get a round of antibiotics and you're told to take a probiotic to counteract the antibiotics. Or you've got some immune issues or gut dysbiosis, you know, gut problems, and you're told to pop a probiotic. But the advice never goes much further than that. Maybe it goes a little bit on the different forms of probiotic, like make sure it's cold, make sure it's a spore or a soil-based or this or that, whatever that is. But they don't dive into the reality of what that probiotic is and does inside of you and how and when you should be taking it. What does the research say? Spoiler alert, it's conflicting, but we'll dive into the different thought processes a little bit today so that maybe you'll come out of this feeling empowered to do what's best for you and your gut health to reach your overall goals. I say reach your goals because many of you are like me. We've been around a while. We've struggled with weight loss. We've struggled with overall health. And we have been told things that may or may not be beneficial. It's just because it's the standard way of doing things doesn't mean it's good for us. Like I've always said, anything you eat that is considered a health food may or may not be healthy for you. We're all unique. But when it comes to gut health, there's a lot of conflicting information out there that we need to decipher through and figure out what we need right now. We always addressed our body in the current state we're in. We don't think it's a one-size-fits-all approach. Like when they do tell you to take a probiotic after an antibiotic, that is very much a one-size-fits-all approach. And the science doesn't necessarily support it. Now, this is newer science because there is other science out there. But the newer science that they've tested healthy people. Let's start with that. They've tested healthy people and they found taking a probiotic after a round of antibiotics actually delayed the repopulation of the gut. And that's something that most of us who have been here a long time on this earth don't need. We need to have a healthy gut to maintain our health going forward. We need to not start developing things that we're on the verge of because of things we did in our 20s and 30s that may not have been as healthy. So we're trying to play catch up in a way. Maybe you've always eaten healthy, but you still always had gas and bloating and diarrhea or constipation. Whatever that is, we need to get to the root of how we support our gut today for what's going on in our body today. And I'm going to tell you, throwing a random probiotic at it may not be the best course of action. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm saying that. You've been told, take a probiotic daily for a healthy gut. The commercials all say it. I've been out here with my dad and he watches a lot of TV and I've heard them over and over again, these different things promoting probiotics for a healthy gut. The problem is the probiotics we can get in the store generally consist of a handful of master strains. So there's many strains underneath of it, but there's only a handful because they're the easiest to grow. But we also have some keystone strains inside of us that aren't easy to grow outside of the body. And when we take something like we hear lactobacillus and some of the other ones over and over again, you need more than just that. So if you're only taking that, you can be throwing yourself out of balance because you're taking the same ones over and over again. That's what your body doesn't want. We need a balance of the keystone ones, which aren't hugely populated in the gut, and they're hard to get outside of your body producing them because our body has them all. We need to feed them all, but we'll get to that in a second. So when we take specifically the same form of a probiotic day in and day out, we could actually be throwing our body out of balance. So how do you know if your probiotic is actually not working or throwing you out of balance? The biggest thing you're going to notice is having things like gas and bloating after a meal. That means your gut microbiota isn't quite working, but skin issues are a big one. When your gut's out of whack, your skin gets kind of icky. Whether it be pimples, rough, scaly, dry, it's a whole lot of things because you're not digesting your food. We want to make sure that our gut microbiome is well balanced in this ecosystem. The most definitive way to know if your gut is out of balance is through a stool sample, but those tests can get costly, especially if we're only trying to see if our probiotic is throwing things out of whack. Go based on how you feel. Do you feel fatigued? Skin issues, gut issues, like I said, chances are you're still out of balance. And we need to just work on getting that balance. So there's a thought process that you should always cycle through probiotics if you're going to take supplementation. Take it for a month and either stop it for a month or find a few brands to cycle through every one and look at the back to see what's in them because that's going to be the key. The key is to make sure that you have a variety that you're trying to populate in your gut. There's also some ramblings that some probiotics or the majority of them on the market don't do what they say they do. That they don't actually make it into the intestines where they need to be to repopulate the bacteria strains. So you see, it has to get through the stomach and the stomach acid to be able to get into the gut linings, into the intestines to actually do what it needs to do. A probiotic doesn't live, all our microbiota doesn't live in our stomach with the high stomach acid. It's further down the digestive train into our large and small intestines, and that's kind of where we need it. But the jury's still out of whether they get there alive or not, and which strains do, which strains don't. What kind does and what kind doesn't. It probably has a lot to do with how it's packaged, what it is, and if your body needs it or not. Going back to the different strains, most probiotic supplements are a handful of strains when it comes to the trillions and trillions in your body. However, there are some keystone strains of microbiota or bacteria that maybe aren't in abundance in your body, but are necessary for optimum health, for weight management, all sorts of things. But these keystone strains are very difficult to produce in a lab. They are very hard to grow outside of the body, but they are often the ones that are found to be lacking or very low in people dealing with certain issues. And depending on the issues, it's a different keystone strain. It's rarely the strains we take in a probiotic supplement. They're always these hard to find, little known strains. And just so you know, every time they study the gut microbiome, they find new strains. There is new strains constantly being found, so we are never gonna know what all is affected. Just know that these keystone strains are eventually going to be broadcast wide and far as the key to overcoming a lot of the issues we find that are associated with the gut, which is almost all autoimmune conditions, weight management, hormone balance, all of it. You will find one by one they are narrowing down what keystone strain is shy in that body to help improve it. Before we go on for the tips today of how to improve your gut with and without a probiotic, if you found this information useful at all, share it with a friend, and if you could take 30 seconds and leave me a review, it means the world to me, and it also helps the algorithm know that people like what I'm doing and spread it out to even more people so that they can find me too. I appreciate it. I am a little person over here doing a happy dance every time I get a review. So thank you so much. And let's get into the tips for today. So the number one tip I'm going to have, if you do take a probiotic supplement, go to the store, find 3 to 4 probiotics. Look at the back. Make sure they have different strains in them. Some can be colds, some can be shelf stable. And cycle through them every month. You don't have to buy all 4 at once, but find 4, make a list of them, and each month cycle through a different one. 3 to 4 is ideal. So what should you do if you don't want to go the probiotic route, or you want to cycle in and out and just take one every 3 or 4 months? Because probiotics daily can get quite costly, especially if we're not sure if it's doing anything. If you're not feeling better, it's probably not doing anything. I said that already. Now, what should you do? Add in 1 to 2 servings a day of fermented foods. And your fermented foods include yogurt, kombucha, sauerkraut, kimchi, kefir, any other kind of fermented vegetables. 1 to 3 servings a day. And a serving is not a bottle of kombucha. It's about 2 to 3 ounces. Yogurt, the same thing. Couple tablespoons. You don't need the full cup of yogurt. And I would cycle it throughout the day. Don't eat the same type every day. Now, the way fermented foods work a little differently than probiotics. Yes, they have probiotic strains in them, but they also have something we call metabolites, which is the byproducts of the fermentation process. And that helps your whole ecosystem thrive even more. Also, if you're going with something like a sauerkraut, a kimchi, or a fermented vegetable, you're also getting in some fiber that feeds your gut bacteria that's already there. So they're finding that fermented foods are superior to probiotic supplementations for the mere fact that, especially when it comes to something like sauerkraut, you've got the prebiotic, the probiotic, and the postbiotic. The postbiotic is that metabolite that I just mentioned. So getting a variety of ferments in your system is going to be the most beneficial thing you can do for yourself. Now, really important to mention, you do not want to heat any of these probiotic substances because they will kill the bacteria, which then undoes all the good stuff. I know a lot of people like sauerkraut hot. Please don't heat up your fermented sauerkraut. Now, you heard the key term fermented. When you're looking for what I am talking about, you are not going to the aisle and getting canned sauerkraut. That's not fermented. You're going to the deli section and it should say fermented. There is a few brands I recommend because I'm familiar with them. Cleveland Kraut, Wild Brine, Bubby's. Bubby's also has fermented pickles that will say fermented. Make sure it says fermented, naturally fermented. And those are the ones you want to grab. So also when it comes to yogurt, try to stick to plain unsweetened yogurt. The last tip goes in with what I just said. We want to cut back on our sugar consumption because it feeds certain bacteria far faster than other bacteria gets fed and then throws your whole gut out of balance. So we want to limit sugar intake. When it comes to fruit, eat the whole fruit. Please don't drink fruit juices if you're having gut problems because the sugar content is far higher than eating a piece of fruit. When you have orange juice per se, even if it has the pulp, you're drinking 2, 3, 4 oranges. You'd only eat 1. Think of it that way. You want to eat things, especially fruit, in its natural form. You want the fiber along with everything in it. It helps feed the gut differently than if you drank it without the fiber. I hope that made some sense. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to leave me a message and I will answer them. So, people, we need to take care of our gut and we need to get it balanced. Whether that's through a probiotic, through fermented foods, know that we need many strains and we need to figure out the best way to get balance for us. The keystone strains are very hard to get. Like I said, they're not readily available, and the ones that are quite expensive. So feed your gut, get in the fiber. You don't need a lot, you just need a little. Especially the more sugar you can remove from your diet, the less fiber you actually need to keep your gut healthy and balanced. A healthy, happy gut is a healthy, happy you. On that note, friends, I will see you next time. Bye! Thanks for listening in today. I hope you got some nuggets to take away on your health journey. Remember, this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes. No medical advice is being given. By listening to this podcast, you agree to the full disclaimer, which is linked in the show notes. You can stay connected to me by joining the newsletter at holistichealthmadesimple.com, where I share additional tips and tricks weekly. Once again, thank you for being a part of my community, and until next time, have a blessed day.